Time now to produce a pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, you've coached a long time, seen a lot of ups, a lot of downs. You're playing really, really well. Does it make it easier to stay the course and believe what you guys are doing?
Well, I think so. I mean, you know what you need to do, Schultzy? It's almost like you need to sleep on it. Because obviously after a game, there's just a lot of emotions. And sometimes, again, what happens is that, you know, maybe you don't think you're playing as well as you are. But then you watch tape. You wake up the next day. And then you look at our statistical data. And again, I understand the only statistics that matter are the one loss column. I mean, I do get that. I mean, I think we all do. But conversely, I mean, you can't ask much more out of our guys. We're third in the country in the power play. We're 11th in the penalty kill. You know, we're fourth in combined special teams. We're averaging 33 shots a game in the league. We're giving up 21, so we're a plus 12 right there. You know, we're doing so many good things, Schultzy. And I think, again, I told the guys before the season, will we take these statistics? I go into New York second, we would. So, there's a few things we have to rectify. We understand that. But by and large, our guys are doing all the things necessary for winning, except, again, getting that last goal. And there's a few other things that are going on. But, overall, again, Schultzy, I am happy. I'm happy with our effort. I'm happy with our execution, and those things go hand in hand as well. So it is, it's kind of weird right now, and you just hope you pop out of it. But again, the bottom line is, you have to pop out of it, and the goals for and the goals against are the only ones that really matter at the end of the night.
In the past, you've always said that you wanted to stretch defenses when you could. Can you explain the difference between that and making all the long passes, for lack of a better term, out of desperation last night?
Well, stretching is actually creating short passes. What you're doing when you're stretching, you're trying to slash your weak side wing to get through the neutral zone. And in theory, what you want to have happen, if they back up, they have to honor that guy. And once they back off of the stretch, man, it allows somebody to fill the middle lane for a nice 10-foot pass right there for speed up the middle. It also allows your defenseman to fill an outside lane. Conversely, if they're obviously asleep at the wheel right there, you can have a little chip play to your slash guy right there. And it's more of a chip play, but it's not a pass from our defenseman to our winger. It's our pass from our winger to our winger, or our center to our winger. So that's more of a forward pass when we're slashing, Schultzy. And I thought there was just a lot of long defenseman to forward passes last night.
Defense is a six player job on the ice. Can you explain how you guys feel about plus minus, goals against, even save percentage in relation to team goals and team success?
Well, I think you have to have that stat. Goals against average, team defense, whatever it is, it's all six guys. And we talked about that today in our meeting, and there's no question we're fighting the puck a little bit. But the bottom line is we have to make sure all six guys do their job. And if all six guys do their job, hopefully good things are going to happen. But you want to make sure, too, that, again, everything you do as a team, and it's a team game. And that's kind of the mentality and the approach you have to take, Schultzy.
More Tom Ceritori when we return. Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. Lake State really packed it in a lot last night, Tom. Didn't pressure you a ton, especially on the penalty kill. When a team packs it in, where are they vulnerable?
Well, you got to get shots through, and they weren't very passive in all their other games. They were very aggressive. It was kind of weird. I think what happened last night, too, Schultzy, I think you're going to see them be more aggressive tonight because of the success we had last night. But we also had some extended power play time, and I think we wore them down and got them tired, and then they packed it in a little bit, which was good, which is smart. But it also opened up some holes for Jerry, for example. But you're right. Like, when they pack it in like that, it's not as easy as people think because, you might be able to have possession. You'll have more possession time. You'll get shots, but getting a lot of shots through are difficult. And what you want to do when they pack it in, you want to make sure you have somebody in front of the net. And ideally, in a perfect world, you want some of your flankers to hopefully roll a little bit to try to create some misdirection and hopefully get one of those guys out and try to get them out of their lane.
The entire crowd was screaming to shoot there on the one power play right before Jerry did score on the power play, but you guys didn't have anything to shoot or pass to in that situation.
That's hard. It's not easy. And, sometimes you can be erratic with a shot, too. And the last thing you want is a bad shot and then a clear. Mostly in the second period. You want to try to keep them hemmed in a little bit. You want to try to keep that penalty-killing unit out there. So easier said than done. And I think this year we probably shot more than ever so far. We have. And for whatever reason, we're shooting more pucks. I mean, we're at 30%. We had 14 power play goals. We only had 19 all last year. So, I mean, I can't ask, I can't ask any more out of our guys than that. And a lot of times, we talked about it today as a staff, Jerry might shoot from that spot at times. And I'll tell you, he might miss the net. He might hit a shin pad. But he's also got three goals from that spot. He's got three goals from that. That's a lot of goals. That's, you'll take three goals in a year from that spot, let alone three already in, 10 games.
What changes in personnel tonight?
We're going to go with Reed in that again. Again, you know, Bitch is fighting a little bit. We all know that. He needs to sit back. And, you know, Reed beat Fairbanks last week, and so we're going to go with Reed. And then Jordan and Phil are back in. And then we've been working that rotation with Danny Billet and Ian Janko.
With the students being off all next week and actually off classes yesterday, I wasn't expecting many students in that student section last night. What's it mean to you, your staff, and your players to see that many students still there last night?
I thought it was great too, Schultz. Yeah, I noticed that right away. And, you know, you want to try to win games for them because, you know, they're actually the program. You know, they're the program, and, you know, they're supporting, yeah, the fans, you know, the students. And, you know, it was great to see, and hopefully they're going to be in full force tonight.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.